This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for having us tuned in here today. I only have a quick minute to introduce this. We're looking at a shocking text. It's 1 Timothy chapter 4, where the Bible says, "The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed." All right, this is what's going to trick people. "Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Now, here are the command of the people that are going to lead people astray: forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from certain foods or from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. The shocking thing is when you look in the book of 1 Timothy, it's the book the church uses to pick pastors and deacons. And that is the context of chapter 4. In the first part of chapter 3, it's how to pick a pastor. In the second part of chapter 3, it's how to pick a deacon. And then right after that is the warnings of picking a bad one or not being certain that he's not have a good testimony, is not a bully, is not a drunk, is the husband of one wife, has a good testimony around town, because the time is coming when many are going to fall away from the faith, and that is pastors. That's the shock of this message, because these people are going to be telling you, the pastor that tells you not to eat certain foods, or the pastor or pope that tells you not to get married, those are the ones that have fallen away from the faith. Here's the last part of this message now: deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
And that's the deception. It's not to go out here to appeal to your flesh. The deception is to try to draw you closer to God. Otherwise, it's not deception. Hello? You can't be deceived into committing sexual immorality. You cannot be deceived into blaspheming God. The deception is, don't get married. The deception is, don't eat pork. Now, this sounds to me that this is a pastor here or a clergy member. Clergy member. Or a false prophet who's doing all the deceiving. Here's what the Bible says about food, by the way. Keep on reading right where we're at. "For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. It's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Every creature of God is good. Thank you, God, for this food in Jesus' name. Amen." No food is to be refused with this thanksgiving if you pray over it and ask God's blessings. Mark 7:14, Jesus said, "Hear me, everyone, and understand this. There is nothing that enters into a man from outside that can defile him. But the things that come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." You might not hear that. If you don't hear it, out the door you'll go, and you call me names. That's why Jesus says that he that has ears to hear, let him hear. How many times must Paul address this? Romans 14:2. One believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak only eats vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. And let not him who does not eat judge him that eats, because God's received him. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. That means, hey, I want to go to church on Thursday if I want to. I've got every right to go to church on Thursday as my holy day without anyone else condemning me for it. Verse 6, he who observes the day, this is Romans 14:6. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. He who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord. He gives God thanks. Him who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. Verse 14, the end all verse, Romans 14:14. I know and I am convinced by the Lord Jesus Christ that there is nothing unclean of itself. He's not done. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it's unclean. Meaning it might be unclean to you, but it's not unclean to God. And if it's unclean to you, fine. We're brothers in the Lord. It's unclean to you, that's fine. Paul continues. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, then you're no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. All right, one last time now. We'll read through these five verses and its context. And let's establish once and for all what and who Paul labels as doctrines of demons. Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own consciences seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So what do we know from this future prophecy? These six things. Number one, many professed Christians are going to fall away from the faith. Number two, many professed Christians are going to be deceived. Remember, to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Number three, many professed Christians are going to be deceived by demons. Number four, many professed Christians are going to be deceived by demonic doctrines. Or teaching, doctrines of devils, Paul calls them. Number five, the deceptions are designed to inspire some kind of false holiness. False holiness. Don't marry. Can you hear it? Don't marry. It'll interfere with your intimacy with God. Don't eat certain foods. God said in the Old Testament not to eat those foods. Number six, falling victim to this will ultimately cause you to fall away from the faith. That's shocking to me. It's not a deception for you to go out and shoot the president. It's a deception to go out here and not eat certain foods. How does that lead me to sin? It leads me to trying to keep the law to be right with God. You know, here's what I've learned. I'll share it with you. Now you get my opinion for 2 minutes, and then we're done. All right? As a pastor, what is the main thing the book of 1 Timothy is used for by the church? Excuse me, say that louder. What's the second thing it's used for? All right, for those on the radio, someone shouted out it's to pick a pastor. Let me answer your question for you. The second thing it's used for is to pick a deacon. Context. Context is everything in this book. What's the book about? How to pick a pastor or else. These are the things you got to find in a pastor. He's got to be a husband of one wife, not given him much money, able to rule his own house well, and has a good reputation in town. And this is how you pick a deacon. Same things. So, a good reputation, not a bully, not a drunk, not given to much money, because in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith. All right, question. Many who? Pastors. Clergy. Many pastors will fall away. Take it in context. This is how you pick a pastor, and the warnings if you get a wrong one. This is how you pick a deacon. Right in chapter 3, this is the next verse after it. Because in the latter times, the Holy Spirit says, many will fall away from the faith. Many what? Pastors. Teaching you, okay. Has anyone ever heard of a clergyman forbidding someone to marry? Goodness, isn't there at least more than one ex-Catholic here, for crying out loud? But the Catholic Church says, don't worry. We know only 8% are child molesters who attack children. Only 8% of 48,000. They've admitted, rest assured, only 8% molest children. Have you ever heard of a pastor or a group of people that forbids you from eating certain foods? This is what this text means. More signs, just like Jesus said, what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Paul gives us this, that in the latter times, many are going to fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Anyone who tells you you can't get married is a doctrine right out of hell. No pastor should refrain from being married. That's a doctrine, and as a result of that doctrine out of hell, you got 8% of priests that sexually molest children, because it's the doctrine of demon. A. B, any group that tells you you can't eat certain foods is contrary to the word of God. Because God says, I am convinced, Paul says, there is nothing unclean of itself. It's sanctified through the word of God and prayer. People that try to get you not to eat certain foods are people trying to get you to follow the law in order to be right with God. Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.